Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
John Adams, the Republican candidate for Attorney General, told the Richmond Times-Dispatch he got into the race because of what he sees as the extreme politicization of the office.
When I saw the Attorney General picking and choosing what laws to defend and focusing on what is clear to me as a political agenda in the office, I thought I'd give Virginians another choice.
But Ravi Perry, a political scientist at Virginia Commonwealth University, says part of the Attorney General's job is defending the rights of Virginians.
And that goes for everyone in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's not just the people we like or our neighbors or people whom we agree with. And I think the current Attorney General has made it very clear that that is the type of office he seeks to run.
Republican state attorneys general began suing the federal government in earnest during the Obama administration, bringing attention to what they often deemed executive overreach. Now Democrats are taking a page from the same playbook.
They can use the power of their office, band together with other attorney generals across the country, and really influence national policy beyond the state level.
And since the trend has started, Perry bets it's not going away anytime soon. That means the race in Virginia has drawn a lot of outside attention. The two candidates have raised millions in contributions and political advertising, including from groups like Planned Parenthood and the NRA. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.